Welcome to day 67 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries in California, and we are making progress here on day 67, and we have come to the last 3 days of reading in the book of Numbers. So we have made some great progress here in the Old Testament. So we will read today from Numbers 31 and 32. And reading this week from the Amplified Translation, starting at Numbers 31, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Avenge the Israelites on the Midianites. Afterward you shall be gathered to your departed people." And Moses said to the people, "Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian and execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian for seducing Israel. From each of the tribes of Israel you shall send 1,000 to war." So there were provided out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to war, 1,000 from each tribe, together with Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, with the sacred vessels of the sanctuary and the trumpets to blow the alarm in his hand. They fought with Midian, as the Lord commanded Moses, and slew every male, including the 5 kings of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba. Also, Balaam, son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And the Israelites took captive the women of Midian, and their little ones, and all their cattle, their flocks, and their goods as booty. They burned all the cities in which they dwelt, and all their encampments. They took all the spoil and all the prey, both of man and of beast. Then they brought the captives, the prey, and the spoil to Moses and Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the Israelites at the camp, on the plains of Moab by Jordan at Jericho. Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the princes, or leaders of the congregation, went to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was angry with the officers of the army and commanders of thousands and of hundreds who served in the war. And Moses said to them, "Have you let all the women live? Behold, these caused the Israelites by the counsel of Balaam to trespass and act treacherously against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And so a smiting plague came among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones and kill every woman who is not a virgin. But all the young girls who have not known man by lying with him keep alive for yourselves. Encamp outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. You shall purify every garment, all that is made of skins, all work of goat's hair, and every article of wood." And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to battle, "This is the statute of the law which the Lord has commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can stand fire, you shall make go through fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall also be purified with the water of impurity, and all that cannot stand fire, such as fabrics, you shall pass through water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean. Then you shall come into the camp." And the Lord said to Moses, "Take the count of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the congregation. Divide the booty into 2 equal parts between the warriors who went out to battle and all the congregation, and levy a tribute to the Lord from the warriors who went to battle. 1 out of every 500 of the persons, the oxen, the donkeys, and the flocks. Take this tribute from the warrior's half and give it to Eleazar the priest as an offering to the Lord. And from the Israelites' half of the booty, you shall take 1 out of every 50 persons, the oxen, the donkeys, the flocks, and of all livestock, and give them to the Levites, who have charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded. The prey, besides the booty which the men of war took, was 675,000 sheep and 72,000 cattle and 61,000 donkeys and 32,000 persons in all of the women who were virgins. And the half share, the portion of those who went to war, was 337,500 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of whom the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Israelites' half Moses separated from that of the warriors. Now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep, and 36,000 cattle, and 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. Even of the Israelites' half, Moses took one of every 50, both of persons and of beasts, and gave them to the Levites, who had charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, came to Moses. They told him, "Your servants have counted the warriors under our command, and not one man of us is missing. We have brought as the Lord's offering what each man obtained: articles of gold, armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, neck ornaments, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, all the wrought articles, and all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord from the commanders of thousands and of hundreds was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken booty, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the commanders of thousands and of hundreds and brought it to the tent of meeting as a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord. Chapter 32. Now the sons of Reuben and of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle, and they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead on the east side of the Jordan, and behold, the place was suitable for cattle. So the sons of Gad and of Reuben came and said to Moses, Eleazar the priest, and the leaders of the congregation, "The country around Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sebam, Nebo, and beyond, the land the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel, is a land for cattle, and your servants have cattle." And they said, "If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan." And Moses said to the sons of Gad and of Reuben, "Shall your brethren go to war while you sit here? Why do you discourage the hearts of the Israelites from going over into the land which the Lord has given them? Thus your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the hearts of the Israelites from going into the land the Lord has given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled on that day, and he swore, 'Surely none of the men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land that I swore to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite and Joshua son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord.' And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years, until all that generation had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. And behold, you are risen up in your father's stead, a brood of sinful men, to increase still more the anger, fierce anger of the Lord against Israel. For if you turn from following him, he will again abandon them in the wilderness, and you'll destroy all this people." But they came near to him and said, "We will build sheepfolds here for our flocks, and walled settlements for our little ones. But we will be armed and ready to go before the Israelites until we have brought them to their place. Our little ones shall dwell in the fortified settlements because of the people of the land. We will not return to our homes until the Israelites have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the west side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side of the Jordan eastward. Moses replied, If you will do as you say, going armed before the Lord to war, and every armed man of you will pass over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless in this matter before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build settlements for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that of which you have spoken. And the sons of Gad and of Reuben said to Moses, Your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead, but your servants will pass over every man armed for war before the Lord to battle, as my Lord says. So Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of Israel. And Moses said to them, If the sons of Gad and Reuben will pass with you over the Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. The sons of Gad and Reuben answered, As the Lord has said to your servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side of the Jordan may be ours. Moses gave to them, to the sons of Gad and of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan. The land with its cities and their territories, even the cities round about the country. And the sons of Gad built Dibon, Ataroth, Aror, Atroth, Shofan, Jazer, Jogbeha, Beth Nimrah, and Beth Haran, fortified cities and folds for sheep. And the sons of Reuben built Heshbon, Elealeh, Kiriathaim, Nebo, and Baal Meon, their names were to be changed, and Shibma, and they gave other names to the cities they built. And the sons of Machir, son of Manasseh, went to Gilead and took it and dispossessed the Amorites who were in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir, son of Manasseh, and he settled in it. Jair, son of Manasseh, took their villages and called them Havoth Jair. And Nobah took Kenath and its villages and called it Nobah after his own name. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional. In today's scripture reading, it opens with the Lord telling Moses that he wanted them to avenge Israel by going after the Midianites and destroying them. And in this preparation for war, he arms a thousand men from each of the tribes. So an army of 12,000 go against Midian. And an interesting thing is stated here, because it says that when it tells the story of the five kings were killed, it adds, Also, Balaam, son of Beor, they slew with the sword. Now, you may wonder why on earth the Lord did that, since Balaam, the soothsayer when he went to curse Israel, when he went to be hired basically by Balak, King Balak, when he actually got there and overlooked the camp of Israel with the king, he was not allowed by the Lord to speak a curse against Israel. Every time he went a different position, trying to see if he could curse them, the Lord wouldn't allow it, and he would end up speaking a blessing over Israel. And you may wonder, why would the Lord have him slain with the sword along with all the other Midianites? Well, there's a reason that's very clear, because Balaam clearly had gone there for the purpose of financial gain. He was offered by King Balak to be really prospered with his finances if he would go ahead and curse this group of Israelites that King Balak was so worried about being a problem to him. Well, it turns out that obviously when the Lord wouldn't allow Balaam to speak any negative word against Israel and he was leaving, he must have truly been very upset that he could see the reward that was promised by King Balak just slipping through his fingers. And we know that more took place with Balaam, and that he came up with a way to get the Israelites to have a curse come on them without him having to actually do the cursing, so to speak. And the reason that we know this is from something that Moses said here in this chapter, from Numbers in chapter 31. He explains it. And then also we actually have two New Testament references to Balaam that give us more information. Let me read to you what Moses actually said. He said, Moses was angry. He said, "Behold, these, referring to the Midianite women, caused the Israelites by the counsel of Balaam to trespass and act treacherously against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and so a smiting plague came upon the congregation." Now, do you remember a few chapters ago that the Israelites, by their own actions, by their own will, ended up getting snared by these Midianite women, came into relationship with these Midianite women. They tempted them to get involved with these heathen women, idol worshipers. And through this enticement, the women got many of the men, even among the leaders of Israel, to go to these festivals that they were holding, where they did a lot of obscene things, and they sacrificed to their idols, and there was a lot of sensuality and lots of things, and it snared them, and it brought them to a place where they ended up bowing down to these Midianite gods or Moabite gods, which was Chemosh and Baal of Peor, which were these false gods and these false idols. So we are clearly told here that it was through the counsel of Balaam that this entire thing came to pass. And then we find a couple other references. It says in Revelation 2:14, "I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them, those that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak," says Balaam, the false prophet, the soothsayer, "taught King Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication." So basically, this tells us that Balaam actually counseled King Balak, saying, "Okay, I can't curse them directly because God's forbidding me to do it. However, I know how to get them to stumble." It literally says he cast the stumbling block in front of the Israelites, because he ended up telling him, if we can get the Israelites to fall into sin, a sin that is against their God, this God that has been protecting them, If we could get them to sin against their God, then that God won't protect them anymore, and then they will be weakened, and then you will be able to conquer them. So this was the counsel that Balaam gave. In fact, it was good counsel from a strategic standpoint that if they could get the Israelites to sin of their own accord, that God would remove his protection. And it was accurate from a spiritual standpoint, but he did it for financial gain. His whole reason for doing this was financial gain. We know this because in 2 Peter 2, 14 and 16, there's a reference again to Balaam. It says, referring to other people who acted like Balaam, who have forsaken the right way, gone astray, following the way of Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. It says that he loved to get money for doing ungodly things. He loved the money. And so we get this amazing clue about Balaam's life. He appears in the previous chapters to have done well. He did what God said. He only said what God said. And then he walked away realizing he just came into great disfavor with King Balak, because Balak's not going to give him any money because he didn't curse the Israelites. But then Balaam thinks it through, comes up with this scheme to tell King Balak, go get your women, get the Midianite women to go entice the Israelite men into sin. And then if you do that, their God won't protect them. Because if you can get the women to draw them into worshiping our gods, worshiping Baal, then that God will abandon them and they'll be prey to you. And so this man, Balaam, for money, ended up putting the stumbling block in front of the Israelites. And so that's the reason that the scripture tells us that the Lord had the Israelites slay every single male in Midian, plus and includes Balaam, son of Beor, was slain with the sword. And then when the Israelites come back with all the bounty or the booty from the big raid, and they bring in all the things that they won in this battle, they also brought the women. And Moses was angry with the officers and said, have you let all the women live? These are the ones that caused Israelites by the counsel of Balaam to trespass and act treacherously against the Lord, and caused a smiting plague to come upon the congregation, because the women drew the Israelites into Baal worship, this idolatrous worship. So this is the reason that Balaam ended up becoming one of the ones that was killed in the battle, and he was not spared by the Lord, because he was the reason that the Israelites got taken in by this Midianite women scheme, this strategy to bring them into worship of the false gods. So I thought that was important to know. I love that the Bible always confirms the Bible. We can find pieces in the New Testament that give us more of the big picture of what was going on in the Old Testament, as in this case where we get this information from the book of Revelation and the book of 2 Peter about what really happened after the narrative that we read about, where Balaam just blessed the people of Israel. But then there was some behind the scenes action that brought trouble on Balaam's own head, as it were. So this is an important bit of information to know, that the Lord sees everything, that he is not pleased with anybody who is responsible for putting a stumbling block to sin in front of someone else's life. You know, that is something that's serious for any person, that if you lay a stumbling block in front of someone else that causes them to sin, that the Lord will hold you accountable. So that's something that we have to be very careful of in our lives, that we don't do anything that would cause our brother or sister to stumble. So keep that in mind this week as you go forth, and may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. I'll be with you tomorrow for the last couple chapters of the book of Numbers. Look forward to being with you again. And don't forget, you can go to our website, www.hiddenwithchrist.com, for more teaching resources, sermons on the internet. And also, if you'd like to write to us and let us know how you're enjoying My Everyday Bible, we would just love to hear from you. Our email is info@myeverydaybible.com. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.